We're going to talk about how loudly a person is supposed to daven, especially when it comes to Yom Narayim, where there's a certain sense of energy and a certain sense of passion. Is it okay for one to scream their tefillos in general on Yom Narayim, different parts of tefillah? So what we find is there are three gemaras in Shas that talk about whether one should daven out loud or daven quietly, and all of them come down on the side of davening quietly and not davening out loud. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that there are many halachos of tefillah that we derive from Chana, and one of them is, we see from the pasuk v'kola lo yishama mikan she'asa lagbia kola b'tefilaso, that since Chana was davening in a way that you couldn't hear her voice, we see from there that one is not allowed to, oh, you're back, that one is not allowed to be magbia, and you too, that one is not allowed to be magbia kola b'tefilaso. He's not allowed to daven out loud. He's not allowed to raise his voice in his tefillah. What's so terrible about that? For that, you have to look seven blot earlier in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Dalid, where the Gemara says that when one is mashmiya kol b'tefilaso, he's miktanei amuna. If a person lets his voice be heard in his tefillah, it shows a low level of emuna, because it's as if he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to hear his tefillah if he is audible. And then the Gemara says, and if he's magbia kol b'tefilaso, not just mashmiya, but magbia, that he raises his voice in his tefillah, then he is minaviyei hasheker. Apparently that's the way the Nevi'ei hasheker used to pray, because the whole thing of being a Nevi'ei hasheker is that you're putting on a show. It's like the whole religion is just a show. It's not anything real and substantial. So they would scream really loudly. So one is considered minaviyei hasheker. However, the Gemara goes on to say, if a person is having trouble having kavana, davening quietly, he's allowed to daven out loud, but that's only if he's davening the yechidus. If he's davening with a minion, then davening out loud may disturb somebody else, and therefore one should not daven out loud. But you do see that there's an exception if one is having difficulty having kavana, provided that he's davening the yechidus. A third Gemara in Shas is Sota Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara tells us that the reason they were mesakin tefillah belachash is kedei shelo levay yeshes ovrei aveirah. That the reason we dafka daven quietly is so as not to embarrass people who do averos, because sometimes people in their tefillos, they're doing all sorts of tshuva, they're reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're saying all sorts of things that they've done wrong, and like you're going to be standing next to the guy in shul, and he's going to be saying like all these things, you'll be like, whoa, that could be embarrassing for the person, so we say it's better to daven quietly. Now, it's not surprising that we have three sources that all say the same thing. They all say you're supposed to daven quietly. The surprising part is that we have two sources in Rishonim that seem to say the opposite, that seem to say that a person is supposed to daven out loud. In the Gilyon HaTosos, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gilyon HaTosos, like a little footnote in Tosos, that actually appears between the text of Gemara and the text of Tosos on the page in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gilyon HaTosos tries to explain the midah of chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as a chanun, and he says, you know what chanun means? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond to someone's tefillah when they cry out, even if they don't deserve it. Much like a human being who's in a position of power may not give to everybody that deserves it, but someone comes and they start crying your heart goes out to them because you see that they're so broken, they're crying out to you, so then you have rachmanas on them, even if they don't deserve it. That's what we're appealing to in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know I don't deserve it, but I'm crying, I'm screaming out. So he describes screaming out, and apparently that's part of the way one is supposed to be mispallel. The Ramban in Parshas Bo also highlights the idea of romimus hakol in tefillah. He says that one who is engaged in romimus hakol b'tefillos, and he goes to shul and he davens b'rabim, it's a way of telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you are my creator, I am your servant, you are the master of the world, and that is an appropriate way, that is a proper way to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes a medrash, not clear where this medrash really is, but he quotes a medrash that darshans from Yonah, Mikana talamet shetvila tzricha kol, that not only it's okay, tzricha kol, that one who's davening needs to say in a loud voice. So what is going on over here? You have three gemaras that all say you're supposed to daven quietly, but then we have these rishonim that talk about this great value in davening out loud. So there, let's first discuss what the halacha has to say about three things. There's Shemona Esrei, there's Yom Narayim, and then there's other tefillos. When it comes to Shmona Esrei, Beis Yosef quotes from a Rashba in Maseches Brachos that while one should not be loud enough to be mashmia la'acherim, you should be loud enough that you could hear yourself talk with your own ears. And the Yerushalmi says that just like by Kriya Shema, where you're only yotze, if you're only yotze b'di'eved, if you're not mashmia la'azno, but l'chadchili, you're supposed to be mashmia la'azno, tefillah should be the same way. L'chadchili, you should try to hear it yourself. However, the Beis Yosef quotes the Tosefta in the third part of Maseches Brachos that Chana was not even mashmia li'azna. That Chana's super effective tefillah, from which we learn all of tefillos, she wasn't even mashmia li'azna. She didn't even say loud enough for herself to hear it. And the Beis Yosef says that's what the Zohar holds. So that's why you have amongst Hasidim a hakpada dafka not to be mashmia li'azna. They want to be choshesh for that shita of the Zohar. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kafal of Sivkat and Hay says that many people believe that the Zohar never really said that, and that the Zohar really meant that Chana was mashmia la'azna, that we're supposed to be, but be that as it may, that's the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Zohar. The Mishnah Berurah says, and certainly if you're not mashmia la'azna, you're definitely yotze b'di'eved, but he thinks that really one should be. Now, when is it mutter to daven loudly? Is there ever a time where it's okay to say Shmona Esrei out loud? So first of all, the Gemara had said that if you, in Brachos Chavdal, that if you can't have kavana and you're biyachidus, then you're allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven out loud. The Beis Yosef quotes from a Mari. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Ches quotes from the Taz that even if it's going to hurt your kavana but not destroy it, you could still daven out loud. Meaning, it's not that your kavana is a zero when you're davening quietly. You're having some kavana, but you feel like it would be better if you davened out loud. Says the Taz, fine, daven out loud. Bir Alacha even goes so far as to say, and if you know that you can't daven out loud in shul, because you're not allowed to disturb others, but you know that you'd have better kavana if you were davening out loud, so daven b'yachidus. More important to daven with kavana and do whatever it takes to enhance your kavana, rather than daven in shul. That's what the Bir Alacha says, except the Bir Alacha says, we can't really tell people to do that nowadays, because then everyone's just going to say, oh, yippee, I never have to go to Minyan, you know, and that's not a good message to send, but really, mikra adin, that would be the halacha. Another situation where it may be mutter to daven out loud, the Torah quotes from Yerushalmi that there was a Rabbi Yonah who would daven out loud, adiyalfi mine b'nei beisei. So his household members could learn how to daven. So when he was davening at home, he'd say Shmona Esrei out loud so that his kids could hear what Shmona Esrei is supposed to sound like, and they learn how to daven. Beis Yosef's just not sure whether adiyalfi b'nei beisei means that he did it so that they can learn how to daven, and that's a second heter of when you're allowed to daven out loud, or is it that, no, the heter of him davening out loud was because he couldn't concentrate quietly when davening quietly. And it happened to be a side benefit. Ah, he davened out loud so much until Yalfi b'nei beisei. The Beis Yosef is not really sure if this is in fact a second heter. A third possible heter to daven out loud, we mentioned last week, I think, when we spoke about the tekios during the Salat Shmona Esrei, that if you need someone to daven out loud in order to keep everyone at the same pace so that they can have the tekios and the shana, malchus, achronos, shofros, so Rav Soloveitchik held that one person can daven loud enough that everyone else can hear and they can keep pace with him, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to do in his minyan in Boston. Now, what about Yom Narayim? So first of all, is there any sort of exception for Yom Narayim, where we say, you know what, all bets are off, throw etiquette by the wayside and just, you know, do what you got to do and scream if you need to. So the Torah and Beis Yosef and Siman Koval say, yes, there is an exception for Yom Narayim. The Tshuva Siach Yitzchak quotes from Mishloach Kadosh that's what was going on with Eli and Chana. Right, Eli says to Chana, what are you doing? And she says, he thinks she's drunk, because what was she davening quietly for? And Chana was davening quietly, and we learned from her that you're supposed to daven quietly. So what was Eli thinking? Well, why did Eli think that you weren't supposed to daven quietly? So says the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, Eli thought she was saying Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei. And he said, Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei, Yom Narayim, you're supposed to scream, you're supposed to be loud in Yom Narayim. And Chana was saying, no, I'm davening for a personal bakasha. I'm davening for my own self. So they were both right. If it were in fact the Yom Noraim Tefillah based on this Beis Yosef and Tur, you would be it would be appropriate to daven out loud. The Shari Tshuva and Tavkuf Pei Beis says that according to the Zohar, it's even worse on Yom HaDin, meaning the opposite, that the Zohar, who is very into not even being loud enough to hear it with your own ears, thinks on Yom HaDin you have to be super careful to do everything just right, and therefore you really better be quiet on the Yom HaDin. In Piskei Tshuvas, in Tavkuf Pei Beis, footnote 47, he quotes that the Torah Beis, he quotes from someone, one of the Hasidic Rebbes, who is a big Zohar person, and said that even the Torah Beis Yosef didn't really mean that you're supposed to daven out loud. They just felt bad for people who would do it, and they were just, you know, being malamid zchus on people who would do it. Not the impression you get if you actually read the Torah Beis Yosef, but that's what he quotes. Now, why would Yom Noraim be an exception? Two possibilities. First, Beis Yosef quotes from Piskei Atosfos, that the words are very unfamiliar to people in Yom Noraim because they're not the words that you say every day. So maybe you need a little more help for concentration. So you say it out loud and it will help enhance one's concentration. The other possibility is that the urgency of tshuva may allow everyone to concentrate even though people around them are being loud. Meaning normally you're not allowed to be loud in the tzibur, because it's going to disrupt everybody. No one's going to be disrupted because everyone is so laser-focused on their tefillos on the Yom Noraim. People have the ability to concentrate a little bit more on the Yom Noraim. In the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, he brings many sources, including our Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, that an Eis Tzara is an appropriate time to daven out loud. And he says, that's the resolution to our problem that we started with. We had three Gemaras that all said you're supposed to daven quietly. Then we had Tosos, Ramban, about davening out loud. What do you mean? Is it supposed to be quiet or is it supposed to be out loud? Generally, it's supposed to be quiet. Eis Tzara, Yemei Hadin, a time of great distress, a time of desperation, then everything could be out loud and should be out loud. The Tshuvas Yehudi Allah proves from many places that this is correct, especially from the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Tainios. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tainios, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, writes, Mitzvah Saseim in HaTorah, Lizok Ulahariya B'chatzotzos, Al Kol Tzara Shetava Latzibur. It's a Mitzvah in HaTorah, Lizok. Lizok means cry out. That's the way one is supposed to daven. Al Kol Tzara, when it's a time of Tzara. So when it comes to a time of tzara, then there's more reason to daven out loud. The Darkei Moshe just quotes from the Marivayel that even if you're going to be davening out loud during the Yom Noraim, don't be magbia kol. You could be mashmia kol, but not magbia kol. Don't scream like a lunatic. Meaning it's okay to be louder than normal, but don't be magbia yoser midai in the Lashon of the Rama and Tavkuf Pei Beis Si'if Tes. Now, what about being misvada bakol? About the Gemara Sota Daflam Beis on Beis says that it's embarrassing to say vidoy out loud, and that's why we're supposed to daven quietly. So the Beis Yosef says nowadays you can say vidoy out loud also. Why? What's the whole reason that saying vidoy out loud is a problem? That they were misakin tefila belachash? Because it's embarrassing. Everyone's going to hear what I'm saying vidoy about. You're sitting next to your, standing next to your business partner in shul, and you hear him saying vidoy, oh, I steal from my partner, and I say, and you're going to, well, what's going on? That's going to be embarrassing for him, that's going to come out in that context. So that's what you have to do quietly. But nowadays, when we say vidoy, what do we do when we say vidoy? We're saying the standard nusach. We're saying the same alchetz everybody else is saying. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says it's not particularly embarrassing. You can do it out loud. One could argue with that, because one could argue that sometimes you could tell that there are certain al-chaits that mean more to a person than other al-chaits. You know, that the person will be just clopping away his al-chaits, and then all of a sudden he gets to, like, I don't know, Arayos, and he starts, like, bawling, and that could be embarrassing, that, you know, that he focuses on that al-chait. But anyway, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Now, what about Psuke Dezimra and other parts of Davin? Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kof Aleph Sukkot and Zayin says that even Pesukei Dezimra should not be Bekol. But what does he mean by that? It's very likely that, and the Aruch HaShulchan clearly holds this way in Siman Kof Aleph Sukkot, that it doesn't mean you shouldn't say Pesukei Dezimra out loud. It means one shouldn't scream Pesukei Dezimra. One should not be Magbia Kol. But Mashmia Kol would seem entirely appropriate for Pesukei Dezimra, especially because according to the Gemara Sota Daf Lamed Beis, the whole reason to be quiet in tefillah is because of busha. Where's the busha in singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That you're just singing Zemra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Magen Avraham Tzimt Memchef says that shuckling is only for Pesukit Zimra, but not for Shemona Esrei. I mean, there's supposed to be, it's supposed to be more animated. Pesukit Zimra is supposed to be with a little more energy than Shemona Esrei. In the Tshuva Speishar, Marachayim Tzimt Mem, he says, that's what the word Zemer means. Zemer means to sing aloud. If you're just going to be saying it quietly, then that's not a fulfillment of Zemer. And that's probably what the Ramban really meant in Parshas Bo. That when he says that things should be done aloud, the Ramban was highlighting being Mashbiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, declaring how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king and you are just his creation, we are just his creations. That's where the Ramban says that should be done out loud. A lot of times you walk into a shul and they're very machlid that everyone be quiet. And you walk in and it's absolutely silent. That's not the way a shul should be. You're supposed to walk in, you daven in the yeshiva, right? You walk in, you hear a hum of tefillah. You walk in, you hear like that. That's the way it shouldn't be, that you're screaming like lunatics, not to be magbiachol, but throughout the tefillah, other than Shemona Esrei, where it's supposed to be silent, throughout the tefillah there should be an energy in the tefillah. There should be a zemer, it should be a way of saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech, and that we're excited to do so. And that's really the ultimate, the ideal form of presenting a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam.